Blog Talk Radio.
And everybody should know that's how love goes. It's good for the soul.
Oh, I got a long way to go, but it won't stop the pain. No, no. That's the kind of thing that keeps me coming back again and again.
Till I see your face.
Welcome. Yes, finally, the return. It's your girl, it's your favorite therapist, Dr. Kimberly Thomas, back on the scene. Come on in, share this live. Welcome to the relaunch of Healthy Soul Talk with Dr. Thomas. Sponsored by Healthy Soul Talk LLC, your full service mental health firm, where we are doing all things virtual. So every service is online. Domestic violence, it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month concluding, and so we're still doing services for aggressors, both men and women, and just getting the word out about that. And we're praying for all the families that have experienced this during this time, and also joining Taking the Limits Off Media. I'm so excited. Can you tell? Because I dropped my pen too. But welcome, come on in if you want to join us. The number to dial on Blog Talk Radio is 323-870-4375. Again, that's 323-870-4375. If you want to talk and make a comment, you definitely can press 1 to join, or join us on Facebook Live if you post your comments there. Good evening, Shionte. she's laughing at me too. But that's okay. It's all good. Follow us on iHeartRadio, Blog Talk Radio, Taking the Limits Off Media at Comcast.net to if you have any questions or comments. Follow us, Healthy Soul Talk, on all social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Healthy Soul Talk. All right. Now that I've gotten all that out the way, I'm glad to see my producers. Yes. How have you all been?
I'm good.
My producer, Dr. Dana L. King,
you gotta do all that.
And
how you doing,
Miss Latanya Melton? I have the honor and privilege of, you know, being in their presence at the same time. Yes, two perspectives.
Somebody else for you to pick on other than me. That's what.
No, not really. I'm still going to pick on you.
Oh.
Right, we're just gonna pick back up where we left off.
Oh hell.
Yes. All right, again, you're tuning in live with Healthy Soul Talk with Dr. Thomas. We're going to jump right into it. Yes, I'm happy to be here. I'm excited. I have to take a little time off, right, get some things in order. Some huge adjustments I had to make with, you know, redefining how we deliver services. So everything just been, you know, with telehealth and helping a lot of people, right? But, you know, this was my passion. So I knew eventually I had to, you know, return to the table to just talk, right? And so you know how we used to do it. We used to kick it off with fun facts. Uh-huh. You ready?
Not really, but
okay.
I think
all right. You know, I changed it to, you know, did you know?
Oh,
okay. You know, because I was tired of fun facts. Okay, so I have some did you know. And yes, they're like really weird and interesting, but that's just me, right?
Okay.
So are you ready? You ready for the first one to kick this off?
Not really, but...
So the first did you know? Elder Dr. King.
Oh, Lord.
Did you know that cows don't have upper front teeth? Hmm?
Wait a minute.
Cows.
They don't have any teeth in the front. Is what you're
upper
front teeth.
Right. You know, cows can't bite because they don't have top front teeth. May gum you, right?
So all their teeth are in the back.
So they have teeth at the bottom,
uh-huh.
right?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
At the front of their mouth,
uh-huh.
They're only located in the bottom jaw, the incisors. But molars, you know, at the back are uh-huh. at the top and the bottom.
Okay.
All right?
So that explains why they chew the way they chew.
Exactly. Their tongue actually grabs the grass, mm-hmm. right? And then they, you know, proceed to chew. Their bottom teeth, the top of their mouth, where the teeth would be, is really like a hard leather surface.
All right then.
Okay.
Did you know?
All right.
I thought I knew everything. I thought I knew all the importance of the cow, but I've learned something new.
Really? Okay, then.
Yeah.
All right. Are you? Do you eat beef?
We'll be eating some as soon as we leave the studio on tonight.
That was
tonight.
So bad. We talked about live cows. And that.
Yeah,
okay.
He'd be all right.
All right.
He'd still be mooing when I...
Really?
Huh?
Okay. All right. Next, did you know? Right? Only... And I didn't know this. You know, this was gender specific. But did you know that only female mosquitoes bite people and animals for blood?
Only female mosquitoes
uh-huh. bite people and animals to get blood for meals. And this is because female mosquitoes need a blood meal to produce eggs. Male mosquitoes do not possess, right, the stinger in their mouths like the females do, because all they do is remove food from flowers and drink water. Look at God. Giving women, females, the power.
This actually makes a whole lot of sense.
Come on with whatever you're thinking.
It makes a whole lot of sense.
Uh-huh. What makes sense about it?
That the female mosquito is the only one that bites. It makes a whole lot of sense. it just makes sense now. I'm there.
I get it.
We do it to survive. Mosquitoes
I
do
like
it
how you said we.
To survive and reproduce.
You put yourself in that.
All right, because male mosquitoes.
Uh huh. So what do the male mosquito do again?
Is made to remove food from flowers and drink water.
So we go out and get the food.
You remove it.
We remove the food from the flower. What do we do with the food after we remove it?
That's a good question.
Because you didn't say we eat it. You said we remove it. So we must bring it back to the home.
That's open for interpretation, right?
Mm.
Was that? Are you trying to say that's revelation?
I'm just saying. I ain't
saying. Well, all right. So yes, those are your did you know facts for today, right? Cows don't have, you know, upper teeth, and female mosquitoes do all the work in the production. All right, of mosquitoes. All right, so let's get to it. Today, we're talking about, do I really need you, right? And so I wanted to talk about this because in the midst of this pandemic, I've felt and seen a lot of people's hurt and pain over failed relationships, whether that's marriages, intimate relationships, friendships, kinships. And so you begin to, this is definitely a time to think about, you know, are your needs being met, right? And so, yes, I've been hearing a lot of people say, you know, I can do this by myself or I can be on my own. But then, you know, you also have people who say, I'm having a hard time dealing with the isolation, right? And losing friends to COVID and just going through an array, right, of emotions. And so I thought about that. I said, you know, when you think about that question, do I really need you? Right? Is that a question that we actually need to put a yes or no to? Right? Because you, I'm not going to say who you are or, you know, who a specific interaction or relationship to you, but just that statement, that question, do I really need you? Right? Why do we have it as a yes or no question? And so when you think about what is a human need, right? We are human and we were designed as social beings. We have a special design like no other creature on this earth, and we have human needs, right? And a human need is human needs are things all human requires for normal growth and development, right? And so some of our fundamental needs are survival, safety, security, self-care, structure, and control. And so, you know, go through this life, you know, just like everybody else, especially during this time, many of us found ourselves thinking about how our needs are not met and how do we get our needs met and who do we actually need to call on or stay connected to or get connected to, right? To be in a better state of mind, both emotionally, mentally, physically, financially, spiritually, all of those things. And so we've been really, really, really tested during this time. And so I just want to kind of shift into talking about, you know, when we ask these questions, we're going to ask, let's explore why, right? Why you need, you know, someone to fulfill this need. So I'm not here to put anybody in a state of mind to say you don't need anybody to survive, to provide safety, security, self-care, structure, and control. Let me pause for a second because I see Felicia joined us. How are you? I've missed you too. Yes, good to be back. And so I just want to dive into that. So the first question we have is, when you think about a human need and communication and being social, do I really need you to talk to me? Right? And so Dr. Dana.
Oh, Lord.
Yes. And my screen is blank over here, so I'm gonna turn this way so I can see you.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Do I need you to talk to me? Right? To be the best you, right? Do you need someone to speak positive affirmations in your life? You know, is that a valid question? You know, should we have people around us to speak, you know, positivity, to speak life, as they say, to speak, you know, good things into your life, right? To be the best me, mm-hmm. to feel confident, to feel like I'm worth something to you or I mean something to you, right? Do I need someone to speak positive affirmations in my life?
I would say, okay. Honestly, I think it helps.
Okay.
I think it helps to have someone to speak positively in your situation or speak to your situation. I don't want to be the person to say you don't need anybody, but you do. It would help if you had somebody to push you into. I like this because I can walk over here and not be on camera. but it helps when you can when you have somebody who can push you, because sometimes you need some direction. You need somebody to help get you through. So it does help.
Okay. And when I think about this, we oftentimes, especially during this time, we ask people, who can you surround yourself with that bring you good energy?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if I'm feeling down, if I'm feeling like, you know, hopelessness, if I'm feeling discouraged, right, should I be able to call someone so they can deposit, right, positive affirmations in my life to help uplift me and get me back, right, to the best person that I can be? Right. Is there some point in life where we would need someone to speak that into our lives? Right.
I think I like that. I like the thought of, especially if you're one who constantly pours out.
Yes, absolutely.
So if you're the person who constantly pours out, then you absolutely should have someone. You should have a source or resource for refilling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I agree with you.
Okay. All right.
Not that you were looking for my agreement. There you go.
The next point here says, to be the best you, right? Do you need someone to tell you how they love you, right? Is it important in this life to communicate how you need to be loved and also accept how another person needs you to love them, right? Is it important that we have this kind of talk, right? Mm-hmm. Where I know you know how to love me, right? But I also accept and listen and act accordingly, right? Because I want to love you how you need to be loved. Mm-hmm. Is that a requirement for human survival?
For survival?
Ooh, yes.
That's I don't know.
Is it important? And again, I'm not zoning in on a specific relationship,
mm-hmm.
right? So not just an intimate,
mm-hmm.
right? But with authentic friendships,
okay,
parental relationships, no matter what, you know, life stage you're in, adult, mm-hmm. teen, children, you know, do we need to know? Do I need to hear you, right? Tell me how you love me.
I'm stuck on this word need.
Okay.
That's the title of your show.
Yes.
Right. So
to thrive. I need it to thrive, to be the best me, right? Because we're trying to get to high level self-esteem, confidence in self, right? The need doesn't mean it's the primary, but it's a part of my need. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a part of my need to be the best that I can be, right? To hear you tell me how you love me.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like. Yeah. I think it helps.
Okay.
It helps.
All right.
I'm just trying to get past the word need.
Yes. You know, and it's hard because it's like, you know, I've been asking that question a lot lately,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's put your wants and your desires aside.
Okay.
Do you need right now? Meaning, what's that? What's the lacking, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's staggering you,
mm.
right? What's missing? What's the void? What's the hindrance? What's the barrier,
mm-hmm.
right? To you feeling the fundamental needs of life that should be met right now. Right. So the need is, yes. Right. If I'm feeling unloved.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because I've been isolated, because, you know, I've been through, you know, really strained relationships. If I'm at a place where I need to know somebody loves me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a want or a desire anymore. It's a need, because I need to get back to a better place.
OK.
Right. So I'm not saying that's a need. As in, okay, every day, right? But the need has to be met and nurtured and, you know, consistent, right? Okay, so you know, those are points here when you talk about, do I need you to talk to me, right? And mm-hmm. and the why I need you to talk to me is important. And these are some things that people don't really get in detail about when they say, you know, I like to, you know, be by myself and not talk to anybody, right? And then eventually, you know, they pulled away from everybody, mm-hmm. and now they're in a bad space because not only have they lost conversation, but they've lost, right, the depositing into, right? They've lost the ability to love on somebody else, right? So when you don't allow people to talk to you, you also miss the opportunity to talk to other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that you can give love. Right. And I think that it's very important not just to receive love, but to give love.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I just can't, you know, it's hard for me to imagine that someone could be at in a happy space being rejected from loving on somebody else.
Mm.
Right. And you think about, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen this where babies, right, when they don't particularly go to a person, right, they like, you know, pull away. I've seen people get offended.
Okay.
Like the baby's acting funny.
No, maybe that baby just sensed something.
Really? Okay.
You know something ain't...
What?
Huh? I've always heard that statement. That's not real. Babies know. That ain't true. No? Okay.
It is true. It okay. is true.
Babies know. Babies
but
you, know
but
when you
get
right.
that thought. Just imagine if we get hypersensitive to babies rejecting us,
mm-hmm.
right? Imagine as adults, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to love an adult and they're rejecting your love.
Yeah.
Right? That's huge. That's emotionally impactful for somebody.
Yeah.
Right? So yeah, and so you know, the last one here, do I need you to talk to me, right? As well as listen and encourage me to set and meet goals.
I do believe that's a requirement.
Okay.
So that yeah, I'm comfortable with the need word there.
Okay. Okay. Because you know, I've seen us get kind of stingy.
Okay.
During this time, where it's, you know, every man for himself now, and we are stepping on each other, trying to get to the top.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So we're highlighting each other's flaws. Right. We are suppressing each other's voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're trying to one up, if you will. Right. Highlight, showboat, whatever word you want to put there, instead of listening and encouraging others to set and meet goals. Hmm. You know. And I feel some type of way about that because, especially as a culture, this is a time we have to pull together, right, mm-hmm. to push, you know, a survival agenda ahead, right? And so, yeah, I think that we all should be fulfilling a need, right, mm-hmm. to listen and encourage everybody to set and meet goals as they, you know,
mm-hmm.
Plan ahead. You know, so I hope that we shift this, right, as the world begins to open back up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that we have the ability. Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, you got it.
Let's see. Hello. I see Betty Thomas. That's my mom.
Hey, she's Betty Thomas. I'm me, Mama Thomas. Somebody. Right.
So Felicia says, is this even possible with so many people only wanting to communicate through social media, text, nonverbal? That's a good question, Felicia. And you know, this is huge. I've encountered people saying that they actually don't like to talk on the phone anymore. So in their relationships, texting the primary form of communication. And guess what? It's causing some major issues. Because they're interpreting attitudes, demeanors, what the real messages are through text messages.
It's easy to get lost in translation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard somebody they're telling you about messages someone sent them, and they get animated with it, and you're thinking they actually had this conversation over the phone?
Yeah, because they text so well to the point of you can imagine how they were saying it when they were typing.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm laughing, but in my mind, I'm like, wow, this is a dangerous place to be now because you could be interpreting things so wrong. Right? And people are losing connection. People are losing feelings of love, right? Mm-hmm. Based on how they think this person said or what they meant in these 10 words in this text message. But guess what? Mm-hmm. They still won't pick up the phone and call them. They won't call them, right? So, yes, that's something we need to think about. Is that a need? Right. And some of us are running from getting our needs met because we are challenged with facing some things we may need to correct in ourselves. Right. And that's a part of growth and development. Yes. All right. So the next question here I have is, do I need you to comfort me? Right. Do I need you to comfort me? And so, again, sticking with this tagline here, to be the best you, do you need someone to witness your feelings, right? Do you need someone to validate that they know and see that you're having a hard time coping or overcoming something, or just there to say that they're sorry you're hurting? Do I need someone to comfort me in that way, witness my feelings?
Interesting.
What do you think?
I do use what?
Come on with it.
You know. Matter of fact, I should have put it over there. There's another microphone for the other side of the room over there. I'm not finna
right?
be guinea pig
because
again.
You know I think about like I just want to just dismantle this whole thing about you know you have to deal with life alone.
I think you do. I think comfort is there is a need for comfort. You need there are times even, you know, and I haven't seen it in a while because I'm not on Facebook. But, you know, it used to be a post that would go around every now and then that says, have you checked on your strong friends today? Have you checked on your strong friend today? Because a lot of times those people who are always there for other people rarely get checked on.
Right.
So, you know, and a lot of times those who carry the most weight require the most comfort. You know, people who always crying, they really don't need that much comfort.
Right.
I mean, I'm just saying. But the people who carry the most weight,
yes,
a lot of times they may not ever show it, but they require probably the most comfort. They're the ones who in my opinion, and it's not, this is not clinical at all, because that ain't my calling. But in my opinion, those people, those are the ones who require, you know, can I just, for lack of better words, can I just take a nap? You know, can I lay down or, you know, can you just sit here while I go to sleep? One
right.
of those type of situations.
Right.
You know,
right.
That level of comfort.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the next one, right? Do I need you to comfort me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do I need someone to provide physical affection, right, as appropriate? Right.
Okay.
Sometimes people don't want to talk. Right. And don't want you to talk either.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to be held in silence. Is that ever a need for anybody to just be held in silence?
I'm sure. Sometimes people don't require the conversation. They just want the presence.
Correct.
You know, it's like even
right.
people are going through crisis.
Right.
They don't want your advice. They just
right.
want to know that you're there.
Right.
Right. So a lot of times it is you don't even have to say anything, but just be here and be here. So when I'm ready to talk, you're available. Right.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Yes.
But for right now, I just need you in the room.
In the room.
Yeah.
We were talking about the power of human touch.
OK.
During this whole pandemic, because many people lost that. Right. And many people lost because, you know, we all have different emotional needs and how we, you know, like to be loved and cared for.
Mm-hmm.
And the power of human touch is really showing itself during this time. Right. And so what happens now when, you know, you can't hold hands like you used to, right.
Mm.
For some, you know, they can't, you know, cuddle, right. Because many people have been sick. Right. So that's just many things that we have to take in consideration, where it talks about physical human touch,
mm-hmm.
and how powerful that is when you don't have it. Right. So I think I posed a question like, you know, way back when, but like, can you go 30 days without being touched in any way?
Wow.
In any way. I'm not, you know, taking this in any direction.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But can you go 30 days, mm-hmm. right, without being touched?
Hmm. Some people have had to. In this current situation with the pandemic and everything, people have had to go without physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned last night towards the end of the show that, you know, one of the things that I know for some people, imagine if you were a new person who had just moved to Chicago.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Your job was starting here. And then all of a sudden now you're locked away in your hotel or your apartment.
Right.
Working from that one room, not having any physical contact with anyone other than you going to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And even then, there's still no fit unless somebody asks it. And now people are really avoiding.
Right.
You know, back in the day, people would bump into you in a heartbeat. Now people are really avoiding. You know, you go down the aisle, people move.
Yes.
Which I appreciate. I just wish the cars would do that when I was on the expressway.
And you know, when you even think about just hugging close people, your family members, mm-hmm. it feels different, mm-hmm. right? And some are still not hugging. So there are people who feel a void, right? Like they're unreachable, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. That was their connection because it sends a different energy right in your body. So, right, you know, when you ask that question to be the best you, do you need someone to comfort you? That's an automatic yes. Right? Yeah. Because when you lack human touch, when you lack human connection, there's no way you could be your possible best. Because mm-hmm. our body sends off, you know, different chemicals, different hormones, right? That make us happy, that gives us, you know, certain perspectives on life. And when those chemicals don't flow, you know, we have increased cortisol. We have increased, you know, hormones that sends us or lowered serotonin, right? Low levels of serotonin. So it's just really from a biological, physiological aspect to, you know, mental wellness, right? Physical wellness, mm-hmm. human touch matters. Being in the presence of other people is a comfort. You feel safe. You feel secure, right? You feel safe and secure. All right. So I'm going to go to the next question, and I'm going to skip around here. So, you know, because while we still have those headphones over there. Do I need you to make love to me? You may say.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Right? You know. Why do we have to go here? Well, it's a part of human interaction,
mm-hmm.
right? And you know, some couples are not happy during this time, and probably started before, you know, the whole shift in the world. But we have to think about this, right? Again, need, right? Is this a need? That I need you to make love to me, mm-hmm. right? To be the best you, right? The first point here is, do you need someone to take delight in exploring your body, mind, and heart? Not just because you're trying to have an orgasm, but because you're trying to share a seriously intimate connection with them. Making love may take hours, and you may even decide that an orgasm wasn't your goal. It's all about deepening your connection and growing your love. Do you need that?
You at who you what?
Really? Really?
What happened?
What are your thoughts?
She put her headphones back on. Okay. So I think absolutely. I think those people who have who are in relationships, whatever they are. I believe those people, I believe that is a need. That is a requirement.
Right.
Even if we just talk about on a carnal level,
mm-hmm.
right? Just on a carnal level, we are sexual beings.
Yes.
Right. So because we are sexual beings, and if you are one who has experienced it, then you would want, it would just seem natural,
right,
to want it. And then at a time like this, it probably even more, especially if it was something that was normal or regular during beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it suggests here that people have lost disconnection, right? They've been disconnected in that part of intimacy because they just do it to get it over with. Right? So they lack, right, connection. They lack, right, a sense of emotional, right, attachment to their intimacy. And I guess, will we even call it intimacy, right? If there's no emotional connection, okay? And so, you know, with that, right, we say, okay, during this time, do we need to communicate differently during intimacy?
Okay.
Right? So basically what that means is that, how can I say this? Do we always have to talk dirty? Right? Or sometimes, right, do we need to engage in a little bit more emotionally charged, emotionally driven communication during that time? Hmm?
Say that again.
Do it says when you're in this act, right, when you're having sex, you engage in dirty talk, right? You know, kinkiness. But it says here, what about when those moments you feel like you need to make love, right, and you need more love, incorporation of loving emotional words?
Oh, okay. You're looking for more affirmation of love than the other talk.
Yes. So in other words, you know, you explore, you know, the amazing aspects of it, right? Not saying you can't, you know, still talk dirty, but the balance of this is I also need to hear more loving emotional words during this time, right? Because and you know, I've just been around some individuals who say that sometimes, you know, the dirty talk sounds like a script from some bad you know,
bad
watch porn movie. Yeah.
Not a TCLO production.
We don't
produce that either.
Oh my God. Yeah, I just it's really huge though. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, one of the things I hope, you know, eventually we get to discovering more in this particular area here. A lot of couples are challenged with this intrusion of videos, in comparing the experience. So a lot of couples experience where I want my partner to be what I see on this video.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
And that's where, when you say it becomes emotionally detached, because you have this other fantasy going on, you have this other expectation, right, uprooting itself to say what I see here. And what I see here gets me, you know, to a certain, you know, space, that I need you to do the same thing.
But that, okay.
You know?
That's not realistic, though.
It's not, which I think this is the heightened sense of where it becomes an issue, right? When you talk about, okay, we have some serious issues in our relationship, because actually, you know, the next point here is, right, when needs are not met in the intimacy department, so when you do come together, someone's mind is wandering off during the interaction, right? And so it's like, okay, I'm not even here. Okay. Right. And the other person obviously knows this. So now, you know, that puts both of you in a more vulnerable space. And now we begin to say, you know, flat out, right, that our intimate life is bad.
There is a level of vulnerability that's there.
Okay.
When both people are on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
But when one person recognizes that one person believes the other person is not on the same page, or if both people feel that way, then I believe they're more guarded. And guarded and more walls are up, which then you really can't enjoy.
Right. Okay. Okay. No, that's the real. Right. And you know, some people ask the question, is it possible to turn that around? Right? Is it possible to turn that around? And so, you know, in this profession, we have people who specialize in that. Right? And I'm not talking about, you know, they give suggestions on, you know, the how to, but they really allow you the space, right? A safe space to talk about what's not working. Right? Where did we used to be where we had emotional, right, connection during these intimate moments? And I think that people should know that, right? That there are professionals who specialize in this that can really allow you all to speak what you really feel and come to a conclusion. Right? And it takes time, of course, but understanding, like, you don't want to be in a relationship where, you know, all you can think about is, you know, how can I get up and walk away, you know, stop this interaction because it's just not working for you, right? And that's not, you know, that's not what we want, especially when you talk about being in, you know, a healthy marriage, all right? So yes, you know, that question there, right? Do I need you to make love to me? The answer should be yes, right? That's the, I was going to say, are you saying men don't like that concept?
Concept of what?
Making love.
No, of course they do. I mean, that's,
Okay, there. That's another topic.
Yeah.
We're gonna later on. All right, last question here, right? And this is like, you know, total opposite direction. Do I need you to pray for me? We can do both. I pray that you get this right.
Okay. If you say so.
Oh my goodness.
I'm just saying that's what you're talking about. That's a rough kind of situation.
Well, I know it's some folk praying, right, that this get better. That I pray tonight be a little bit better, next month be a little bit better, right now be a little bit better.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Do you think we can pray to God for a better sex life with our spouses? Want to intercede in prayer on your behalf when you question your faith. And I want to know your thoughts about this. Like when you tell someone pray for you, mm-hmm. what should your expectation be?
Okay, this is a
A loaded question.
It is.
I shouldn't say loaded. I say that because when somebody asks you to pray, I'll say that because when somebody asks you to pray, you should do it right then and there.
I guess the
expectation of someone asks you to pray, I believe,
okay,
is to, you know, some people, but you have to know who the person is that's asking. Because some people will say, pray for you. And then if I start praying right there on the spot, they start looking around looking crazy like, oh, I didn't mean for you to stop right now what we was doing in the middle of the restaurant and pray for me.
Okay. All
right. I meant when you get ready to go home tonight and you get on your knees and you talk to the Lord on your behalf, I'm just saying, could you throw my name in the mix somewhere in one of them Our Fathers?
Mm-hmm.
See, them two different type of people.
That is true.
Some people say, would you pray for me? They want you to get knee bowed and body bent right there on the spot. Oh, Lord, I exit in thy name, for thy name is worthy to be prayed. They want you to go right then. They want you to pull it all out and start slapping folks and people.
Yes.
Other people, you know, want you to do it at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. They want you to do it there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I thought about this question because the power of prayer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is huge in terms of, number one, and lets you have a sense of someone is there with you, right, walking with you,
mm-hmm.
And that you don't feel alone in the situation.
Okay.
But I think that, you know, sometimes, or, you know, this is just kind of how I've seen it or had to grow out of seeing it, that when you ask someone to pray for you, that specific prayer mm-hmm. is going to bring you out.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Like,
absolutely.
The expectation that, you know, the prayer is, that's the one, right? Versus prayer is a form of, you know, having someone pray for you, right? Sends a message of, I am praying for you. I'm here to, you know, walk alongside of you. I'm here to, you know, give you comfort, right? And petition God on your behalf. But it doesn't necessarily mean that after I get through praying this prayer, like all your problems will be gone.
Right. For some people, they want to, you know, some people go, let me put it this way. There are people who come to the altar, who come to the altar with the hope that when I leave the altar, or with the faith that when I leave the altar, all of my problems will either be gone or the process of my problems being gone would have started. Other people come to the altar because they want to be where everybody else is being prayed for.
Mm-hmm.
And they just want to be, they want that physical prayer.
Right.
Right. They need that physical prayer, even though they can pray for themselves, even though you could have prayed for them over the phone. They want that in person. Preacher, can you touch my hand? Put your hand on my shoulder. You know, let me, you know, breathe on me. Pray
mm-hmm.
something. Give mm-hmm. me something. Give me some. It's that goes back to that physical touch. Like I need to be, you know, it's like people with church.
Right.
Some people have that feeling of they need to be in the sanctuary. Sitting at home watching church on my couch ain't church.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have that feeling. Yeah. Because that's not their level, because they have not yet matured. Or if I say it the wrong way, matured.
Matured.
Matured, which really is wrong. But because they have not matured in a way to recognize that they don't need to be in the sanctuary to worship and praise the Lord.
Hmm.
Yeah. So those people.
Or could that be looked at as that's what they need to feed their spirituality?
That's what they believe they need.
How are you going to tell people?
It is a belief.
Yeah, I think it's a belief.
It's a belief. It's a belief based on their feeling, not on fact. I'm trying not to go deep and spiritual, but that's a belief based on that's their thought based on their belief, not on what Bible says.
Right. And yes, because I was along the lines of, you know, everybody's home life, right,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
is not conducive.
Yes.
Right.
To worship.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's not to say they're not trying
the environment
is not
different.
Conducive.
It's harder
right.
for them to feel like they can commune
right.
With God.
Set the atmosphere.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Right.
But that comes with spiritual maturity, though, is what I was getting at.
And sometimes you may have to find another space.
That too. It's just like we tell the kids on Zoom in the morning.
Mm.
It's like, you know, part of our Zoom norms is find a quiet place.
Wow.
That's part of our Zoom norms. We know you got other people in the house or whatever. You know, and, you know, we got one kid that literally would go sit, you know, before it got cold, he would go sit on the back porch.
Wow.
Because it was too much noise in his house.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. So when should you ask for prayer, right? And you know, some things here where you say, okay, you shouldn't allow yourself to be alone, right? Especially when it comes to spiritual growth and development.
Okay.
Right? When you are impulsive, impatient, out of control, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're suffering physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially,
mm-hmm.
right? Even when you're praying that God fulfills you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fulfills the calling on your life. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You should embrace people praying for you.
Yeah.
You know, because this is how you get restored. This is how, you know, especially if you, like you said earlier, your question was like, do you pray for other people?
Mm-hmm.
Right. How do you give all this prayer out?
Mm-hmm.
But you're not allowing people to deposit it back into you.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. We all need someone to pray for us other than ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that we need to have that person pour back someone, not anyone, but
right?
Someone,
right?
To pour back into you,
right?
Yeah,
right. And so, you know, that's where this was this evening, right? To
mm-hmm.
to think about, you know, when you have that question, you know. Do I really need you?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Think about the different areas of your life. Think about the different needs we have in life. Before you say, I don't need anybody, you know, in this life, mm-hmm. right? I don't need anybody, mm. right? Let's think about, okay, survival, safety, security, self-care, structure, and control. Any of those domains, can you honestly say that you don't need anybody to be the best you in these areas, to get these needs met? So, you know, I want to start, you know, promoting, finding people, right,
mm-hmm.
that not only, you know, all practical purposes, you're getting your needs met, but you're reciprocating, meeting the needs of others.
Because
mm-hmm. we're not selfish, right? We weren't designed to be selfish and suck all the energy out of people. we were designed, right,
mm-hmm.
to be selfless and reciprocate these things in our interactions.
Yeah.
Right? So, yes, do I really need you to talk to me? Absolutely. Right? We were not designed to be alone. God did not design us to talk to walls.
Okay.
Right? He did not design us to talk to objects. Right? He designed us to talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Effectively communicate. Right? You know, we don't find comfort in just hugging on chairs.
I hope not.
Right? You know, I know sometimes we use teddy bears and pillows and, you know, we try to find substitutes. What? Batman stays here. Does Batman stay here?
This one does. They're everywhere.
But understanding that, yes. Do I really need you to comfort me? Yes. I need you to witness my emotion. I need you to validate what I'm feeling, right? Mm-hmm. And I also want to, you know, comfort you, right? Sometimes that's in silence, and sometimes, you know, I just need you to just listen, right? And vice versa, right? Do I need you to make love to me? Yes, right? Because, you know, meaningless sex does not serve a great purpose,
mm-hmm.
right? There should be some form of connection there. And do I need you to pray for me? Yes, right? So the answer to that question, do I really need you? Yes. Because whoever that you is, right? You have to make sure it's the right person.
Right.
Right. It's not just anybody. Right. It's not just, you know, some random person. You have done your due diligence and, you know, allow God to discern, give you discernment. Right. Who should be in these particular roles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, honestly, if our need, right, is to have security and self-care, right? Find you someone to talk to, right? If you're talking to yourself a lot, and I mean that in the sense of you're trying to keep yourself company, right?
My God.
We don't want you to stay there, right? We want you to find.
So you can go there, but don't stay there.
Yeah, don't stay there.
Okay.
Don't stay there.
But you can go.
Right. There is someone you can connect with or reconnect with.
Okay.
That will give you genuine and authentic conversation without conditions. Right.
Mm-hmm.
No motive behind it.
Okay.
And so, you know, if you need a hug, right? Find somebody to hug.
You want somebody. Oh, that's not the right.
And I know it sounds light. Good evening, David. How are you? I know it sounds light, but have you been hugged in the last 30 days?
Mm.
Right? And if not, do you feel some type of way?
Mm.
Right? Have you been kissed? And I'm not talking, you know, about passionate, but have you been kissed?
Mm-hmm.
Has somebody held your hand? Right? Has somebody just even, you know, done anything,
mm-hmm.
right? Have you had any human contact, right, in a manner that you feel like it has met your need, right, your need of survival? Allow someone to do that for you. Not something, someone. Hmm. Why are you looking? Are you thinking about somebody right now?
No, I'm like. I'm like taking it all in because I'm sitting here like this is good. There are people who I thought about that whole 30-day thing. There are people who just been sitting around and you know you have to ask people when you know I think about as much as I'm not a big hugger,
but
when people do the hug like you know prior to the pandemic,
yes,
when they would tell you to hug somebody in the church,
yeah.
That might be the only hug some people ever get.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
And then especially if you're from a church that they never did that. And then you go to a church that is overly friendly. You're like, good Lord. I'm like, okay, don't hug me no more. I'm tired. You know, right? But I'm just saying, you know, it's that type of situation. I think it's always good to point those out because you never know what situation other people are in.
And you become irritable, just frustrated. Right. You know, that's what you think about. So many people needed to get out the house.
Yeah.
Right. Just to experience human connection.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, you have to think about that. You know, we want to talk about breaking the rules right now. Many people broke the rules because they can't even think about not having human contact and connection.
Mm. Mm.
That was not an option in their world.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so, you know, those are things, you know, you have to take in consideration is just, you know, assess whether or not your basic needs are being met right now.
Hmm.
And who is it going to take to help you fulfill those needs? Because we need people to help fulfill these needs. Because somebody may need you to fulfill a need of theirs. Are you a willing participant? Right? You know, it's a reciprocal thing, right? You need somebody to fulfill a need in your life at some point. Stop denying yourself.
Like I need somebody to get me a sandwich right now.
Oh, God.
That don't
count.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. David says, handshakes only for him.
That too, though.
That too. Yeah.
I mean, you know.
And the closeness, right? And just the whole, you know, some things were just missing. So that's what I wanted to hit at tonight was, you know, let's not get in a mindset where we don't need, right, anybody to fulfill a need of ours.
Cool.
All right? So go out, do what you need to do, be safe, right? And I look forward to checking in with you all next week. Same time. I gotta leave out a little bit earlier though.
You coming from home or you coming from the office?
I was coming from home.
Ain't you like on Stephanie?
Yeah, but you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. I like to be a little bit early.
Okay.
Different race.
Yeah.
All right. But yes, great people, we're back. I'll see you next week. Check in on the Blog Talk Radio. Follow us on Facebook, iHeart. Share. Hello, Lisa, how are you? What's today? Today is Tuesday. Coming up Thursday is Friday-ology with Seth Herndon. And talk about how to run the business and get hype, right? So Friday, praise Big Friday. The ill stuff today. Look out. God bless and have a great day.